monsters won't stop firing.
I think I'm being followed.
My dad is turning green, like, literally green.
My last nav check put me at Lagrange Point 4.
This is Control, via radio. Keep calm and remain on the guard frequency.
Welcome, pilots. You've tuned to the guard frequency because, as all good pilots know, when you're out in the deep black, you want to keep one ear on the guard. This is episode 424 of the best damn space game podcast ever, recorded throughout the year of 2022 and made available for download on Tuesday, December 27th, 2022, over at guardfrequency.com. I'm Tony, and I'm here all by my lonesome to wish everyone a very happy holiday season of whatever variety you partake of, wherever or whenever. As we approach 2023, I think it's important to take stock of 2022 and take some pride over what we've accomplished, as well as cast a critical eye over what we could improve. And because our commitment to a meh standard of quality is our guide star, I think a review of our finest bloopers of the year will perfectly encapsulate both our amazing podcastering skills and our humbling screw-ups. And so, without further delay, roll the tape, Mikey. This is Tony, Flight Deck, Segment Bravo, Sync 1.
This is Jeff, Flight Bravo, Sync 2.
This is Kate Shadow, Flight Bravo, Sync 3.
Are we boring you, sir? Is this not exciting enough for you?
It's like 11:46.
Oh, 11:46.
This is Henry, Flight Deck, Segment Bravo, Sync 4.
It's an hour later for Henry. He's not yawning. Brian.
I'm yawning. Come on. Oh, it's poor bad. Henry. I'm so
sorry. He wants to yawn.
When he's showing you up.
I'm just doing what he's afraid to do in front of you.
No. Is this the some say? No, we're not. This is not the some say. We're done analyzing the stupid joke.
If it was the some say, it would have been funnier than that.
That's not a guarantee. That's for sure.
He's really laying into that sheep thing.
Jesus Christ, wow. That would kill the cat.
Oh, that was on tape, too. Wow.
That would kill a cat? Jesus, what are you talking about? How do you know?
Lace up your booties, campers. That didn't come out right. Yes, okay, good. We got a blooper, though. Okay, we almost went through that.
Damn it, Tony, lace them.
Lace them. I'm lacing things up here now. Here you go. Lace them tight. Lace up your booty.
Lace up your boobies, campers.
Well, I think that's what I said the first time. I don't want that. Lace up your booty. God.
Boobies.
Try this. It's pronounced strap boobies. On your jock strap, campers.
No, I'm not going to do that either. Lace up your booties, campers. It's time to head out to the flight deck.
Now, Tony. One more time.
Yeah.
One more time.
A little more Tony's a dick? Let's do that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it, Tony.
Laser.
It's pronounced okay. Boobies.
Go, Tony. Try it in English.
Strap on your jockstrap, campers. It's time to head out to the flight deck.
Fuck up your lines, campers. It's time to head out to the flight deck.
I had a perfectly good take, and then Brian wanted me to do it over again. Now he's in my head. He's in my head.
Amontillado pops out from his casket.
No, Jeff. Come on.
What?
I know it's been a while. Amontillado.
No, that's not what the name says.
That's how you pronounce it.
Amontillado.
A double L in the Espanol is a U sound. Amontillado.
Amontillado. Okay, fine.
Excelente. Muy bien.
Anyway, he pops up from his casket to say...
No, it's cask. Amontillado is a kind of wine.
Oh, my God.
Shiv got this one right. Way to go. Way to be Shiv. Good job. He Googled that for sure. This is Tony Flight Deck Segment. Segment Bravo, Sync 1.
This is Jeff. Flight Bravo, Sync 2.
This is Kid Shadow. Sync 3.
This is Henry Flight Deck Bravo, Sync 4.
All right, here's me trying not to... And my voice cracked like a 12-year-old again. Hang on.
Sure, Tony.
Okay.
All right, flight deck in 3, 2.
They achieved this startling result by adding TWO new star.
No. That's the word two.
Oh, okay. You capitalized it, so I was.
I did because I want you to emphasize it. Okay. But I suppose I understand how the confusion occurred.
I have popsicles. Right.
No. Nice try.
Will there actually be poop?
That's some energy. Yeah.
Hey, gotta get it going. Yeah. Oh,
I'm giddy now.
Wait,
all right.
Wait, where, stop what happened that before to our I get too giddy.
Oh, it was right there at the end
when Henry, when Brian did that. And Henry kind of messed up.
Oh, I messed up many times. I'm too close. I think I'm blowing the mic.
We're good. Yeah, Henry carried us on that. And then Ken Shadow just brought it home. So, all right, everybody stop.
Oh, yeah. It's me, I guess. So, I guess is Ken Shadow, I guess. Flight deck.
Something.
Segment Alpha. Sync Henry. No, I'm sorry. Sync 3. Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks, Mom.
This is Henry Flight Deck, Segment Alpha, Sync 4. And that was flawless. In your face, Brian.
Perfect. Nailed it.
In your face, Brian.
Man, that was so good it got me aroused.
A recap of last week's community quit.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just saying it was perfect, Jeff. But it was
he was Henry telling me to shut up, not you.
Yeah, Henry wanted to keep going on it, but no. Just no, that was it. You're happy about shivving his underpants, Jeff. It's not going to get any better than that. I'm sorry, Henry. No matter what you thought you were going to add to it, That was the bow.
It would have been disgusting anyway. You go ahead. I'm sure.
Now that you've had a chance to think about it, exactly.
Now that I've had a chance to think about it, we're all better off. Please continue, Jeff. What have we got in store this week? What have we got? I'm tired.
What's up, Tink?
I gotta wake my
what's that Tinkerbell
face up. Okay. What have we got in store this week, Brian? Ken Shadow, son of a bitch.
What have we got in store this week, you son of a bitch?
Tinkerbell.
This fucking Tinkerbell. In this week's flight deck, you bring you all the headlines from...
You don't bring you. We bring you. Yeah, I know. Tony's a dick. Move on.
Beep, beep.
This is Ken Shadow with Flight Deck Segment Alpha Sync 3.
This is Henry with Flight Deck Segment Alpha Sync 4.
I like that. One was sexy, one was tired.
I was going for a perfect mimic of King Shadow.
Sexy
I just
and
didn't
tired
do a
sounds
good
like a perfect
job.
Show title.
Came off tired. Sorry. Aiming for sexy, hit tired. Ooh,
no, he was thinking about the wenches at Renfest. That's what he was thinking about.
He gets tired. Probably just thinking about it will tire you out. That's probably true. All right, here we go.
A lot of energy
flight
there.
Deck. Flight deck in 3, 2. Yeah, fine.
All right. I can do it another way. I thought it was a straight.
It's fine.
I thought it was straight.
It's in the form of a question.
What's wrong with that?
It's not my favorite. We've had so many good things this week, Brian. That one just was lackluster.
It's mixed it
to
pretty
our
cool,
syndication
Brian.
Partner, the it's, base, and a special thanks
was,
to... You know what?
It was perfectly meh. It was perfect. Everybody stop. We want to thank the entire team at Guard Frequency and the Priority One Network. Thanks to our community manager, Justin Chivalry Bean Lowmaster, our artist, Ben Wingamanda... Wingamanga Sanders. You had trouble with this last week, right, Henry?
I don't think so.
Oh, I remember somebody did. Maybe I'm just making things up. Our artist, Ben Wingamanda... Wingamanda. I'm trying to say Amanda. Why am I saying Amanda?
Wingamanda.
Our artist, Ben Wingamanga Sanders. And, of course, our audio architects, Marky. Marky. Hey, Marky, good job this week.
Marky Mark.
All players will be able to scan planets with their DS.
Still be able to.
All players will still be able to scan planets with their...
One more time with a little less Tony's a dick.
That was the best part.
If Mikey could edit that out with a button or a macro, I'd let you do it. But you can't do it. It's all in the raw, Jeff. It's all in the raw.
I know.
I can't watch that out.
I just do it for fun, Tony. You know, you should expect it at least once per episode. Slather me up, big boy. In this week's Flight Deck, we bring you the headlines from Simulated Space, including the latest news from Elite Dangerous, Star Citizen, and Rest in Peace. Google Stadia, we hardly knew
you. One more time. And
all right.
What I want is when you get to Rest in Peace, break into your worst Scottish accent. Your very worst one. Like ham it up. Totally ham it up.
Rest in peace, Google Stadia. We hardly knew you.
Kill Trebek.
Rest in peace, Google Stadia. We hardly
need.
I need
tears, Jeff. I need like wailing, like the wailing and gnashing of teeth, and you're ripping your tartan, and you're throwing your sporran on the ground, and your bagpipes are in the background. All right. Like, give it to me, like hard. Ham it. Give me all the ham. I want all the ham.
Rest in peace, Google Stadia. We hardly knew ye. I am the very model of a modern major general. Should Star Citizen, I'm going to do this as Spencer. Should stars
go. Just, if you want to do it, go. Just start over again and do it as Spencer.
Should Star Citizen prioritize its testing?
No. Do the whole thing.
I'm not going to do the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, just do the. If you want to do the whole thing, Spencer, we've done. Go for it. I don't mind. Go for it.
Should Star Citizen priority? Now you got me all twisted up.
You should go back and start over.
Now I see why Spencer got fired. Now I see what happened.
Spencer didn't get fired. Shut your mouth.
He's not fired. He's on sabbatical. Just go from, just start all over again. Yeah, sorry.
And.
My fault. Again, my fault.
And.
Go, Henry.
And.
Henry, go.
Oh, Henry. Damn it.
Henry.
And.
Go, Henry.
And just hit an amazing mark.
No. Yeah, I'm sorry. You do. I need you to take it from the top.
Oh.
I do seriously need to take it from the top. I do seriously.
Here are the top news bits from the world of space games.
No.
Star Citizen.
That's my part.
Yeah, Preparation H. Good job, Jeff. Yes.
That's hemorrhoids, Jeff. Hemorrhoids. Not a different thing. They both have a deep impact, but, you know, they're different. Buscemi?
Isn't it Steve Buscemi?
Bushimi.
At a sushi restaurant.
Yeah.
I'd like an order of Bushimi.
Black Sky Legion says Bosch Emmy, and he is the authority on the subject. So,
Stargazer Tim also says something very similar.
Bosch Emmy?
I don't care. We're Bushimi. 7 minutes into a 4-paragraph squawk box. Let's go.
I tried to write a short one, Tony.
I know, Henry. You did a fine. Henry, Shiv is going to be so mad. Henry wrote this, and I went, "This is fine, no edits." Like I didn't even touch it. I didn't touch a single thing. A word on it. I'm like, no edits. I got no notes. Well done, Henry. Good job.
Then replace the Shimmy with a phonetic pronunciation. How dare you, Tony?
Where'd my stability go?
Head over to HeroesRisePodcast.com to discover their secrets.
Did you actually read it? I don't think you did.
I did. Twice. It was just bad. We can fix it in post.
Here, you can take several pronounce aioli. There you go. I can double view.
Tony sucks out to discover their secrets.
Yeah. So, Bill, do your best. we're moving on. Do your best, Bill. Good luck. We're all counting on you.
I'm sorry. Want to help us make the best damn space sim podcast ever? Whoops.
Stop.
You like
stop.
Yes. No, keep stop. It.
Just dub over here. Just do game. Just dub it over.
Brandon Alien on.
Aileron roll.
Alien on a roll.
Alien on a roll.
You know, just call him Brandon. Just go ahead and start over. Just call Brandon. That's Brandon writes audio it. Guy.
I don't know what Tony is
doing. I'm editing. Okay.
We don't want to call him his nickname? Alien?
That's why we're not going to call him his nickname.
Aileron roll. It's about rolling with your ailerons, right?
Right. It's a wing thing. Right. Yeah. There's a barrel roll and there's an aileron roll.
That announcer guy, Brandon. What a voice.
Brandon writes in.
Beep, beep. It says you read the copy wrong there. You know that.
Yeah, but I did it right.
No.
Because
no, you read the copy wrong. You read it wrong.
I read the copy wrong, but I didn't change the copy, and I knew what the copy should say because I missed this one because it's above the line and it's in italics. So I'm going to change it now. I'm not going to reread it though.
Dallas says you're wrong.
It's like somebody tickling a horse, kind of.
Who's the work of your insane clone Doogie? Shit.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, I keep reading it as Doogie too.
Dougie went to the bank and dug his dug. Dougie McKenzie, you son of a bitch.
So, now that we're all here, why don't you give us the details of the job, Captain? Or you could just walk off mid-recording. That also works. I mean, whatever. It's not like we even really need you.
Let me get my lasso out and I'll just lasso him back.
I was touched on in episode... I was touched is a different story. Sorry about that. As was story. Touched on in episode 397
hey,
by
hey,
Tony.
Hey, start over.
Show us in the top.
I read it wrong and that was fucked up.
After that, we continue our audio adventures.
Whoa, man.
What?
On the first part, thank you for messing up.
Okay.
Thank you. We got our screw up in there.
Oh, you're what?
Let Ken Shadow have a moment.
Oh, right.
Let him have his time.
It is confusing. I wasn't even sure if that was my line, since you crossed out that first part. So
yeah, there's a two there.
Yeah, but it's unclear with the font whether the two is also crossed out.
I thought Jeff was supposed to go too. I totally thought you messed up stopping him.
No, you're all wrong. You're all wrong. I am right.
So sure, when three wrongs make a single one right, that's really scary. It should be the other way around. Tony's wrong.
Well, three lefts make a right, so it's okay.
Where's this quote from?
Where's Bayless? Bayless.
What?
Tony, what is this quote from so I understand the reference?
Star Wars. Everyone watch your scopes. Three marks at 210.
That's three marks at 210. I don't remember.
The trench run.
Yeah.
Trench run.
Dude.
Where have you been,
the Y-wings
Ryan?
Are going
you've
in.
You've got to watch
the
Y-wings Star Wars
are going
again.
Into the trench.
I've watched it a lot, but I just don't catch that. All right.
Jeff knows. Jeff knows what this is. It's when the Y-wings do their trench run.
Maybe it was Porkin's line, huh?
No, it was not Porkins. Oh, my God. Porkins was in an X-Wing, and he blew up way before the trench runs, Brian.
Right.
I'm appalled.
The last thing he ever said was,
Was it Wedge? Did Wedge do it?
No, Wedge was also in an X-Wing, Brian. God.
Didn't
you go to the Disney Star Wars thingies and buy lightsabers, man? How do you not know this stuff?
Why are you here? Star Wars, why are you here?
This is why we're changing to a Care Bears and My Little Pony podcast, because that's the media that Brian is so into that he doesn't have time to rewatch Star Wars.
It's only so many things I can memorize, guys. Exactly. You know, you gotta have your priorities.
Can we finish the intro, please?
Did you fix the numbers?
I don't have to fix the numbers. Yeah, I just need to read the next
line. Shut the fuck up, I could talk. All right, yeah. Jesus Christ. Do you like what we do? Want to help us make the best damn space game podcast ever? Oh my God. Look at her.
It's going to change the intro on episode 401, too.
All right. Can I do it?
Yeah, you start over again.
Why do I just start over? I got the first two sentences perfect.
Because Jeff interrupted you. That's why. So you got to start.
It's my job.
Do you like what we do? One helps make the best damn space game sim pod f***ers. God damn it.
Sim pod f***ers. That's the title this week. The show art's going to be amazing. Good job, Brian.
I can see it now, actually.
All right, let's stop it there.
You were recording?
Aren't you guys just complaining about your old man balls, your eyeballs?
Our old man eyeballs. That's right. Yes. Old man eyeballs.
The MISC right ball handler.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Except it's, the cargo comes ball, in square
no,
boxes.
No. It's the MISC ball fondler.
You just wanted
I,
to
I don't
have
know. I don't ever want to meet a ball
right?
miller because that just suggests that she's a bad woman.
Yeah. Mikey or Weatherspoon, cut all that.
Ball fondler is from Rick and Morty. It's from Rick and Morty.
Oh, that makes it fine then.
It does. It's funny. Star Citizen. Let me start. Star Citizen released. baby, something like booties. That. Star. Big baby booty baby bumper.
Bloomer. I am the very model of a modern major general.
Read the copy, Jeff.
It's okay. It's going to take him some time.
It's all right. It's like hardwired in our brains at this point.
It is. After 400 episodes, it's going to take a little
maybe
time.
Maybe we should like wait until
change
to actually
me.
Change the name
we're
of the podcast.
We're the best damn space sim podcast ever, and that's the way it's going to be. Because I said it was going to be that.
That's never going to change, Jeff. It's only we're going to expand on that.
In the expanse.
Like
an
expanse?
Mm-hmm.
Expanse.
Yeah.
It's going to be our
in fact,
show.
The show is going to now be Star, or it's going to be Guard Frequency: expanse.
But we're not going to put the symbol for colon. We're actually going to write the word colon.
It's just going to be one of those fried starfish, the cushion fish dude was talking about. Cushion stars, what was it?
Deep fried cushion slime.
Yeah, whatever that was.
I think is what it was.
Where I get cushion fish? I don't know. Go ahead.
I don't know.
It's worse now.
Like I said, you've got some explaining to do, Henry. Like I said, there's not less explaining to do. There's more explaining to do now.
I was typing an encoded response. I got confused. Please proceed.
It's like a spy novel. It's like fried cushion. Cushion fish. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
You don't say, you bastard.
it's a witty repartee. And what's with this? Sig did that instead of hiring.
That's going to sound funny when it comes out the end. Because you start off going, what's with this? It would have like your previous sentence would have stopped, and then you would have like, why are you having uncontrollable laughter as you lead into the next sentence? It just wouldn't. No, no. I want you to be smooth, collected,
like
calm,
like a furnace.
And I want you to make Shiv sound good.
And what's with this? Some guy named Chivalry Bean writes in and says, and what's with this? What is that sentence?
You know,
is that supposed to be what's with this?
The problem
and
is
what's with this?
He only writes in puns, and this is not puns. So the whole structure is off for him. His brain just doesn't.
Is this a pun? It doesn't even rhyme.
It doesn't work. His brain doesn't work that way. So you're going to have a hard time with it. Do your best. Do you want to continue to berate him, or can I go?
No, I'll get to berating him again later. Don't worry.
Fantastic.
I've got some beration scheduled for a later point
I
in the show.
I saw it on the schedule. I didn't know.
On my to-do list.
Cool.
It's always on the schedule.
Every week.
Skin Shadow speaks. Tony criticizes for
Tony
5 minutes.
Tony berates. Yeah. It's basically what the show is, guys. Come on. You've been here. After that, we continue our audio adventure, Guard Frequency Origins, where the ion cannon will fire several shots to cover. I messed it up. See, I need to make sure we mess something up.
Just made the whole show much better there, Tony.
That's right. After that, we continue our audio adventure, Guard Frequency Origins, where the ion cannon will file several shots. They'll collate them, put them in alphabetical order.
Don't you usually
after
give that to your paralegal?
After that, audio adventure. Yes, well, yeah, if I had a paralegal, yeah.
And money's great, but don't forget to spread us.
Don't forget to spread us.
You deep fry anything, it's good, honestly.
It is. That's why state fairs still exist.
Tony, can we wrap this up, Tony?
Can we wrap this up? Can we wrap this up?
Can we get this, you want me to continue? I see.
That's what this little circling thing is what I do with my fingers.
I thought you were just having some twitches in your hand there.
No, this is let's
old.
Move, move along.
Old and you were going.
He was trying to tell us he's insane.
We're
I'm insane,
yeah,
guys.
That too. That in could be, but that's a little close. Okay.
You had to remind me because my wife's been watching this show.
Collapsible
about,
flan?
No, about farming in England during the Edwardian eras, the Victorian era, and all kinds of different eras. And it's very popular, and it's a great show. Actually, I walk by and I have to stop and watch what they're doing, like making butter. But one of them was different types of desserts and stuff that they would make.
Oh, okay. I'm waiting for the connection, Jeff.
Some of the things they cooked. One of them was really great about Christmas pudding. It was really interesting to see how they did that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Okay.
So, Brian, in that case, with Star Citizen trying to be like the ultimate simulator of life and all that, and, you know, you can use any tool on anything. Does that mean that we could suck each other?
Okay, I just got done reeling them back in, Lennon. No, that was
know,
that's just incendiary.
I'm only here every now and then, so I'm just,
right,
you know,
right, yeah, you're just trying. You're feeling, we didn't have enough bloopers in the reel last week, so we need to cut more things and put in the outtakes. You're right. Yeah, good point.
I mean, you still got to get a 45-minute show. It doesn't matter if it's 35 minutes of blooper reel, so.
Just moving things back and forth. I'm sorry.
Okay, that was too far. That was too far. Mikey, go ahead and cut that last one. It was a good bit, but that went a little dark. That went a little Roland Morgan blows up an Anaconda spaceship. That went a little dark.
I told you. We start too early.
That's right. I'm need to take about 20% off of that, Squirrely Dan. Okay, let's take about 20% off of that. I thought we agreed we were going to go ahead and put the P in there.
And of course, our audio architects, Mikey, Bill Handy, Brandon Porker, and SPN.
This is Henry dicking with the you.
And Wertherspoon.
Spoon. Okay, no. One more time.
It's that time of the month again when we throw caution. What's up, Jeff? Did you have a note?
It's only funny when I do it.
Says you. After that, we continue our audio adventure, Guard Frequency Origins, where the port is ray-shielded, so we'll have to use photon torpedoes.
Finally, we open up the feet.
No.
It's not proton. Star Trek, it's Star Wars. I gotcha.
It's Star Wars.
It's protein torpedoes.
Protein torpedoes, I've never heard that before, but I think I'm going to probably hear it again at some point. That's damn good.
Frequency Origins, where the port is ray shielded, so we have to use protein torpedoes.
I'm watching my squiggles spike because I can't stop screaming at the mic. You're killing me. Stop it. It's protein torpedoes, Jeff.
Usually we get to feedback before the whole thing falls off the rails.
Finally, we open up the feedback loop and let you join in on the fun.
I didn't ever hear the
Lace
real
up your
line.
Booties, campers. It's time to head out to the flight deck.
I never got a real line out of Jeff.
Spiking too high. Hold on.
For dry red eyes, try Star Citizen.
This is Tony. Feedback, sync one.
This is Jeff. Feedback, sync two.
This is Ken Shadow. Feedback, sync three.
This is Henry. Feedback, sync four.
This is the Shiv. Feed sync four, five. Five is five. Back.
Henry?
I think it's Jeff, right?
Oh, Stuart Jeff? GT? Go, Jeff. Damn it.
No. He just asked me.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Go, Henry. Damn it.
Well, you're distracting, sir.
I told you to off go, the and then you said it was Jeff's, and then he made me curse at Jeff.
I'd be going if you weren't still talking.
Completely out of the rails.
Stephen Hunter. Tony, I'm trying to talk. I have a show to do. Mikey, can you cut everyone else, please?
You're doing a good
Stephen
job.
Stephen Hunter
Henry.
UK writes in. Shiv, we are professionals here. We try not to talk over each other.
This is Tony closing sync one.
This is Jeff closing sync two.
This is Jeff Goldblum closing sync three.
This is Henry closing sync four.
This is the Pullout King Sync 5.
Oh my god.
Says the guy with 50 kids.
Exactly. He's got like I'm running around in the background.
Some say he's full of shit. His wife from the other room goes, oh shit. Hey, I'm glad we're recording that. Glad we got that on. Mikey, cut that because Tony's no fun.
Hey, that sounded a lot like me. Yes, Mikey, do that. Closing in 3, 2, Shiv's never coming back. This week's community question.
I was just going with the Portlandia Goldblum reference, that's all.
What? You didn't say that in Portlandia?
You guys don't break me very often, but that one, I'm a little broken right now.
I'm sorry. Ken from Chicago.
We're all stopping to watch what's put in chess.
Ken from Chicago.
Center yourself.
Ken from Chicago and Twitch wrote in, I miss Wotherspoon.
Commander Wotherspoon writes in, I miss Wotherspoon too.
Yeah, I do.
So I guess we went to ma pretty quick, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we are like meh minus at this point. Yeah, yeah.
Do you like what we do?
Karma.
And that finally brings us to the end of episode 390 of Guard Frequency. Thank God, and may God have mercy on our soul. I'll reread that. We'll be back with episode 391 on March 1st, 2022. So be sure to keep an ear. I messed that up. Got a little fast there. I'm going to slow it down. Keep it in my lane.
Are you sure there's going to be a 391?
There might not be. Tony may kill this after this episode. You guys saw it here.
Thanks to our community manager, Justin Pula. Somebody change the word.
Oh, did you mean actually to stop?
You mean stop the audacity thing?
Are you telling Shiv to stop talking?
I'm Henry.
I'm Tony.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Ken Shadow.
Thanks for...
Wolfers. Oh my gosh, you screwed
Henry.
Up,
Henry.
Henry,
come on.
Yeah, Henry.
We've got the
Henry.
Guest here you and everything. Again, come on, Henry. Henry.
He wasn't on there. He wasn't on the list.
He is too.
You did not put him on
he
the
is
list.
Too. Yes, he is. He's right there he's, on the list.
I've got, and oh, I'm four, oh, and then okay. I go to my
I,
line.
I put him up on top.
So I Ron Burgundy'd it. Sorry, I did it right.
Gird your loins, campers. It's time to head out to the flight deck.
Ooh, I like that. No. Ooh, that was very good.
No loins.
No. Oh, yes. Come on.
No.
Brace your boobies, campers. It's time to head out to the flight deck.
No. That's on Jeff's chest.
I like that one, too.
That's on Jeff's chest. You're not getting that off your chest. That's on Jeff's chest.
Lace up your booties, campers. It's time to head out to the flight deck.
No. Yeah. Are you guys just showing off and screwing around because we have a guest this week?
Why don't...
Is it you guys just
can't
like,
we have Wotherspoon read that?
Yeah,
I'll bet you he can pronounce lace it up.
I bet he can do a much better job. Take it, Wotherspoon.
Lace up your booties, campers. It's time to head out to the flight deck.
Yeah, see, that's how it's done.
No,
that's
good.
How it's done. It may be the authoritative English accent. Golf clap, absolutely.
And, of course, our audio architects, Mikey, Bill Hardy, Brandon Parker, and Wothersplain.
That's not nice. He's sitting right here.
I saw Henry change that.
He's sitting right here.
I'm reading the copy.
Man.
If I don't read the copy, I get reamed for not reading the copy. I read the copy.
I'll go ahead and just fix it there. Now the copy's the right way.
Thanks to our syndication partner, The Base.
The guy got up before the crack of dawn to be here. You could get his name right in the credits.
That's what made it worth
you
it.
You could get his name right in the credits for Pete's sake.
For launching his career here.
Literally for Pete's sake, you could get his name right.
I didn't mispronounce it. I thought I was fixing it.
And that's absolutely fine.
Go ahead. No, literally, go ahead.
The important thing.
You're wrong, Brian, but that's okay.
Shut up!
This is our guest. Like
cage full of monkeys here.
We don't talk about
squadron. No. We're supposed to do it together.
Yeah.
No.
One more time. Just do it together.
We don't talk about squadron. No.
You
guys are terrible at this.
That's all I got.
Here comes feedback. Mikey, here's the feedback. Or Wellishman, probably. No, this is closing. Bill, this is for me. I don't know. Somebody will do this. Somebody will make us sound good. Somebody will fix this. He walked away. Now's a good time to stop this segment. Because now he can't say, you know what I want to talk about?
What you talking about, Willis?
Oh, there he is. He was hiding.
Walk away. Just hid behind his mic.
Some say he fashioned an augment for his upper torso that unclogs toilets. And he's been causing... Oh, my God.
You seen the size of my legal pads?
Hey, we got a lot of mileage out of that and two show arts, okay?
That's because you kept talking about it. It doesn't mean it was good. It just means you used it.
Right. It was useful. That's what it was.
He has to do it so he can show the podcast to all his law friends.
I included these law jokes for you, fellas.
The zinger I have on the podcast. I talk about the size of my legal pad.
I don't get the space stuff, Chad, but I sure do love this legal jargon.
Anyway, so one thing I want to talk about.
I saw that.
You were very silly in Twitter too.
Rejiggering hand motions.
That was just for the Twitch people.
Hold on, we got to start the podcast over because I got to redo this animation from scratch, right? Because it's not up to par.
He was flipping his phalanges.
And now we have a show title. Thank you very much. Okay. That one's really good. Okay, I like that one. I broke on that one. Nice job, Shiv. Nice job.
I hope Lennon wrote it.
I don't care who wrote it. It broke me. Good job, boys. Good job. All right, I got to do that again.
Beep, beep.
Some say you bought a new thesaurus from the... I said thesaurus. Some say you bought a new thesaurus from the discount store. Shut up.
Did Jeff some talk over your line? That's terrible. You were trying to do the show and then he just talked. That's not cool.
See, Elio, do you see how they've learned from me?
You see, I don't know if you know this, but Tony's a dick. And every time we want to dick him up, then, you know, we want to make it difficult for him.
I've just found a way to evade all that so I can continue my dickishness.
I am so happy that you give him shit the way he gave me shit on priority one. I am so happy. He's the me.
You know what this is like? This is...
If you're going to start all the way back there, start the general feedback. Okay.
I don't like being told what to do.
I know you don't. Too bad.
It's my show, not yours. You retire now. I'm the boss.
He's a dick.
I'm a dick.
Am I still? Oh,
yeah. It's still. He's still going.
Come on, Ken. Cut this me some slack.
This is short. This is a short
this
one.
Is short.
This is a short one.
Cut me some slack, Ken. An elite Duke.
Duke. This is right about the time. No matter the show, every show, Heroes Rise, Guard Frequency, Priority One, feedback is when the show falls apart. It is a universal truth.
An elite Duke. Always.
Duke.
Duke.
Yeah, all right.
What did you do, Tony?
Can I touch you there? You want to help us make the best damn spaceship?
No.
Thank you. Good God. Restrain the Jeff. Somebody get him.
Skippy has a title suggestion as well.
What's Skippy's suggestion?
A gentle spanking.
How have we not used that in 385 episodes?
How is that? How is that the first time possible? That's come up?
Usually they're not gentle.
And that brings us to the end of episode 384 of Guard Frequency. We'll be back with episode 385 on January 17th, 2022. So be sure to keep it. Wait a minute. I don't know if that date's right. It's the 18th, not the 17th.
At least you didn't have to spell or pronounce Slarkrethel.
Yeah. Well, back on could January Slarkrethel, 2022.
That immediately makes you elocutious.
I elocuted that really
good. Good word there. Good word there, Brian. You sound so educated.
Sounds erudite.
It sounds like a Slarkrethel. An elocuted Slarkrethel.
An erudite Slarkrethel.
With an eruditus, right. A big old eruditus.
Show you my eruditus.
No. Now it's definitely going to be Brian's double entendre. That's definitely the name of the show now.
We'd like to thank the entire team at Carson.
I was on the fence before, but now... And that brings us to the end of episode 424 of Guard Frequency. We'll be back with episode 425 on January 3rd, 2022. So be sure to keep an ear out for our shows over at guardfrequency.com. I want to thank the entire team at Guard Frequency and the Priority One Network. Thanks to my co-hosts, Jeff McLeod, Brian Murray, and Henry Pomper. Our special sometimes guests, Lennon Rich, James Skifter, and Peter Watherspoon. Don't worry, you'll get another mention here at the end, Watherspoon. Also, thanks to our community manager, Justin Chivalry Bean Lowmaster, our artist, Ben Wingamanga Sanders, and of course, our audio architects, Mikey, Bill Hardy, Brandon Parker, and that Watherspoon guy again. Thanks to our syndication partner, The Bass, and a special thanks to Ronald Jenkins for his permission to use his music in our show. Visit ronaldjenkins.com for more of his work. But above all, we especially want to thank you folks for tuning in. If no one's listening out there, the deep black gets pretty lonely.
Reduce thrust. Tap 2330, Carol 15. Squawk 7700. Stay on the guard.